Brock's, B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar, presents the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, lost in a vast and mysterious underground cavern, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen and Bert Andrews, his cousin, face the amazing creature which has been terrorizing the Missouri countryside.
Look up there, Bert, where my flashlight's pointing.
What? Holy smokes, Jim, it's the silver buffalo.
Yeah, and it's coming for us.
Run, Jim, run!
Say, gang, did you know that every time you buy a Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar, you actually get two candy bars in one? That's right. When you peel off that green wrapper of Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar, you'll find twins inside. Two big pieces of that luscious chocolate-covered mint candy. Wouldn't you like to have a Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar right after supper tonight? Wouldn't you like to bite into that wonderful, creamy, snow-white mint candy, so cool and smooth, with its double-thick coating of delicious chocolate? Ah, take it from me, fellas and girls. You just don't know how good candy can be till you get acquainted with Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar. Try it just once and you'll see right away what I mean. Just be sure you get the genuine Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar, because there's nothing else like it anywhere. Brock's is spelled B-R-A-C-H-S. Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar in the famous green wrapper. You've never tasted anything so good. And say, gang, a little later in today's show, listen for big news about the swell Superman Radio Quizmaster game that the Brock Candy people are going to offer to you regular Superman listeners. And there's more good news coming, too, about Brock's big Superman treasure chest contest with hundreds of prizes that you can win. Listen later in the show, and we'll tell you more about it. And now, the adventures of Superman. A huge silver buffalo, ridden by what seems to be an Indian in war paint, has been seen several times by moonlight thundering through a quiet farming community in the Missouri Ozarks. And where the buffalo ran, great fires sprang up to consume farms and buildings and livestock. Investigating the mystery, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen and Bert Andrews, his farm boy cousin, discovered a lost underground river which, according to an old Indian legend, led to the secret home of the silver buffalo. Narrowly escaping with their lives after their canoe sank in the swift river, Jimmy and Bert found themselves in a series of vast underground caverns, from the ceilings and floors of which grew fantastic age-old stone and calcium formations. While Superman searches for the boys, unable to see them in the weird caverns because of heavy lead deposits, Jimmy and Bert were attempting to find a way out of the caverns on foot, when suddenly, a little ahead and above them, they saw the silver buffalo. At the same moment, the huge animal saw them, and snorting angrily, started toward them at a gallop. Frozen with fear, the two boys stood as if rooted, unable to move, as the great creature bore down on them.
Here it comes, Bert.
Don't just stand there, Jim. Run!
I can't either.
What the buffalo stopped, Jim.
Oh, no wonder. It's tied to a chain. See?
Oh, boy, what a break. I thought sure we were goners.
Frankly, so did I. But what happened to the Indian?
I don't know. Unless we just imagine
hey,
it.
Hey, Dan, see what gives with
Bert,
the buffalo.
That must be the Indian.
I probably seen a bat or one of them.
It's more than one, Bert.
Well, take a look anyway.
Quick, Jim. Turn off the flashlight before he sees it.
Gosh, I forgot about that.
Hey, come here. Somebody, the flashlight down
there. Uh-oh.
You
seen? Come on, let's get out of here.
here, is it?
Turn off his flash, but you can hear him running.
Faster, Bert. I'm going as fast as I can, but it's slippery.
Yeah, I hear him. Sounds like two guys.
It does.
Come on, Dan.
Coming after us, Bert. Step on it.
It's slippery here. We'll bust a leg if we fall over one of them stalagmites.
Something tells me it'll go harder with us if we get caught.
Stop, you guys!
Stop, or we'll plug you.
Gee whiz.
Don't stop, Bert. They can't see us.
I ain't stopping. Oh,
Bert, what happened? Are you hurt?
I think I busted my ankle when I fell.
Oh, golly.
Got him cornered now.
Here, Bert. I'll help you.
Over this way.
I can't put my weight on my right foot.
Put your arm around my shoulder. We've got to keep going.
Well, okay, but... it's no use, Jim. I can't go on.
You've got to, Bert. One of those guys, maybe the Indian who rides the buffalo. If he catches us,
You get away, Jim. Don't bother about me.
Are you kidding? Come on, try again.
That's no use, I tell you. Try to save yourself. Go on, run.
Stop talking like a dope. I'm not leaving you.
Oh, but Jim...
Look, there's a big stalagmite. Right over there. We can hide behind it. Come on, Bert. I'll help you over there.
Oh, no use, Jim. They're sure to see us.
Maybe not. Quick, here they come. Duck down.
I don't see them, Hank.
They're up ahead someplace. We'll get them. They can't get away. Come on.
Okay, keep your eyes peeled.
They went right on past, Bert. They didn't see us.
They get to where the shore ends, though, and don't find us, they'll come back. And they'll look till they do find us.
Oh, they'll go up where they came from. I think that must be the way out of here. Come on, I'll help you.
Oh, what about the buffalo? How are we going to get past him?
Gosh, I forgot about the buffalo.
Oh, we're trapped, Jim. We're trapped for sure.
As Jimmy and Bert crouch behind the stalagmite, both their means of escape blocked, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, is searching the famous Onondaga Cave only a few miles from the bluff where Jimmy and Bert entered Lost River. Accompanied by Sheriff Connors and the manager of the cave, a young man called Al, Kent has progressed through mammoth, dimly lit cavern rooms, from the vast ceilings of which are suspended strange, centuries-old stalactites. And from the floors, oddly shaped stalagmites, some small as candles, some tall as monuments, many of them forming strange, distorted figures of animals and men, of canopies and waterfalls. From natural stone bridges, deep under the earth, Kent has peered down into great gorges, through which streams and rivers flow, their sources and final destinations unknown. And now, with the sheriff and Al, Kent stands in a chamber-like room where, in a pool, stalagmites, looking amazingly like flowering lily pads, stand motionless in the quiet of the ageless past. For a moment, despite his anxiety, even Kent is awed. And then he turns to the sheriff.
I can't find a sign of Jim and Bert in here, Sheriff.
I told you they wouldn't be in Onondaga Cave, Mr. Kent.
And I'm still not sure.
You just went through the whole place, didn't you?
They couldn't be here, Mr. Kent. And neither could the Indian and his silver buffalo. My guides and I are here all the time, and all the rooms are electric lighted, as you can see.
Yes, Al, but the Indian, if he is an Indian, which I doubt, must have a hideout somewhere in this neighborhood, and it must be underground.
Underground? Why?
Because, as you know, Sheriff, the buffalo and its riders seem to disappear from the river bluff.
Yeah?
Well, now, we know buffaloes can't fly, so there must be an underground hideout near the bluff, the same one the long-dead Indian chief and his silver buffalo used to strike fear into superstitious enemy tribes.
Well, I tell you, there ain't no hideout near the bluff. I know every inch of this country.
Just the same, Sheriff,
and this cave is at least 3 miles from the bluff, Mr. Kent.
That is, the part you know about, Al.
What do you mean?
Well, the sheriff told me there are portions of this cave which have never been explored.
Well, yes, we're pretty sure there are other rooms that have never been opened, but there's no way into them except through the main cave.
How can you be sure? Maybe there is another entrance, a secret entrance that only the buffalo man knows about.
I say it ain't possible. I'd know about it.
I don't think so either.
Oh, if only I could see through all this rock and soil. The lead in the earth stops me.
What did you say, Mr. Kent?
What?
Nothing. Look, Al...
Hmm?
Do you mind showing me where those unexplored rooms are and then leaving me alone to explore them?
Well, I'll be glad to show you, but you couldn't get in those rooms. You'd need a crew with picks
and... Well, just leave that to me, huh? Show me where you suspect those unknown rooms are, and I'll take it from there.
Well, okay. Follow me, Mr. Kent.
As Clark Kent prepares to blast through the rock and earth and search the unexplored rooms of Onondaga Cave as Superman... The danger in which we left Jimmy Olsen and Bert Andrews has increased. We'll be back in a moment to find out about it, so keep listening.
Just 3 more days now, fellas and girls, and we're going to break the big news. Yes, next Monday, we're going to tell you just how you can get one of those brand new, super special Superman Radio Quizmaster games offered by the Brock Candy people. You'll have a wonderful time with your Brock Superman Radio Quizmaster game. You'll be the master of ceremonies on your own quiz show, just like the coast-to-coast quiz shows you hear on the radio. Your Brock's Radio Quizmaster game includes questions to ask the people in your audience, funny stunts for them to do when they can't give you the right answers, and a realistic model microphone you can set up right in your studio when you go on the air. And say, that's only part of the good news the Brock Candy people have for you. When you send in for your Brock Superman Radio Quizmaster game, we'll tell you next Monday how to get it. You'll also get the official entry blank you'll need to enter Brock's Big Superman Treasure Chest Contest. A wonderful chance for you to share in hundreds of swell prizes, including bicycles, radio sets, cowboy boots, wristwatches, footballs, roller skates, and a lot of other things you'd be proud to own. Now remember, gang, it isn't time yet to send in for your Superman Radio Quizmaster game and Brock's Superman Treasure Chest entry blank. The big day is next Monday. Yes, next Monday, we'll tell you how to get both. So listen to the adventures of Superman next Monday for sure, because you don't want to miss this important announcement. And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In the pitch-black underground cavern on Lost River, Jimmy Olsen and his cousin Bert Andrews have stepped out from behind the tall stalagmite. To their left, their flashlights winking in the distance, are the two men who are relentlessly hunting them. To their right, guarding the only other means of escape, is the huge silver buffalo tethered to a heavy chain. But Jimmy and Bert have determined on a desperate attempt for freedom. With Jimmy supporting Bert, whose ankle is painfully injured, the two boys are proceeding cautiously through the darkness to where the dim, silvery bulk of the buffalo looms faintly.
We'll never get by that buffalo, Jim.
We've got to, Bert. I think there's a way out of this place, up behind him, where those men were. And they're on their way back now. You can see their flashlights.
Well, I know, but...
they know we're here someplace, and they'll look till they find us. So come on.
That's the buffalo. He sees us.
Yeah. Come on, Wilbert. Maybe he won't do anything to us.
Are you kidding?
His bark may be worse than his bite. Come on.
Oh, well, okay. Oh, golly, listen to him.
Yeah. Nice buffalo. Nice old boy.
Nice, my eye. He's a killer. He...
Look out, Jim. Get back.
Get
out of the way.
No.
Quick. Watch.
He was going to let us pass, huh?
He would have killed us.
You can say that again. Now what?
I don't know. Hey, what's that light? It's right on.
Flashlights. Hit the ground, Jim.
There they are, Dan. I told you we'd find them.
Yeah, we got them now, Hank, and we'll finish them fast.
Helpless, their hearts pounding, Jimmy Olsen and Bert Andrews see the two heavy-set men loom upon them. Powerful flashlights hold the two boys in their beams, and the gleam of nickeled revolvers winks in their hands. Who are these men, and what will happen to Jimmy and Bert as Superman seeks to find a way to their rescue in Onondaga Cave? The moment was never more tense, fellows and girls, so be sure to be with us Monday for Chapter 10 of our strange and thrilling story, The Mystery of the Silver Buffalo. Tune in, same time, same station, for The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure serial, soon to be shown at your local movie theater. Listen Monday, same time, same station, for Chapter 10 of The Mystery of the Silver Buffalo on The Adventures of Superman, brought to you by Brock's famous chocolate mint candy bar. This is a Mutual Broadcasting System.